Hi, everybody. Terry Brown at Bass Fan Radio here. And with me today is Chad Brower. And Chad, last couple of days I had the opportunity to talk to some of your buddies about you. And I didn't know that you had a nickname, Flippin' Brower. Is that right?
Well, I think that nickname just depends on who you ask. It probably varies from who you ask.
Yeah, that's right. I know your dad, of course, has been noted for the flipping technique, but you are as well. And, you know, you and I have known each other a number of years, and maybe what people don't know is the fact that several years ago, your mom and dad wanted you to get into professional business, and you wanted to as well, but you had to finish that college education. You got that under your belt, and now you're ready to fish the Elite Series.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long process. Growing up around it, I knew quite a bit about the sport, you know, traveling to the tournaments with dad, and knew all the behind-the-scenes stuff that everybody that, you know, just sees it on TV really doesn't get a deal with. And that, you know, that's what I decided I wanted to do. And they, of course, made a deal with me to go through the college thing and got it out of the way and was fortunate enough not to have to get another job besides fishing so far.
Well, that's great, and I don't think you'll have to do that. I know you're also kind of in the development business a little bit, but we won't go down that path too much. But you're getting ready to fish the Elite Series and, you know, the Bassmaster Elite Series. And the thing that's neat about that, of course, is getting your sponsors that visibility. And, of course, the Strike King sponsorship and the Ranger sponsorship that everybody knows about is big. But you're bringing another big company in, and that's Academy Sports.
It was actually started in process before all this Elite Series and boat wrap stuff came about. It was one of those situations of knowing the right person at the right time. And started out as them looking for someone to host a TV show for them. And it has rolled from that into hosting a TV show and then doing the wrap on the boat in the Suburban and a significant sponsorship package. So timing has been very good on that whole package.
Well, I think it's really neat. I mean, you know, the father and son relationship that you and your dad have are outstanding. But, you know, your dad went with a Strike King wrap, and now you're going to have the Academy wrap. So it's going to be neat to see the Browers out on the road, no question about that.
Oh, we're pretty excited about that stuff. I know Dad, you know, was probably one of the first guys to get into that to that end of the business when he first got his wrap with Anheuser-Busch when they wrapped his Suburban, and I guess they wrapped the boat first, and then it developed from there into a boat and Suburban deal, and then from that I had a deal with Busch Light for a year or so, and that was really kind of almost the start of that wrap stuff as far as BASS side goes, and it's kind of grown from there, and now I think that's a big part of the future of what we're going to be doing in the sport.
Well, no doubt about it. They say up to 10 impressions per mile driven, so you know you're going to get a lot of impressions just driving down the road, but on the water as well. You know, you look at this new Elite Series and the entry fee, of course, at $55,000, and I'm sure that played big, heavy questions in your mind, but with the right sponsorships, you can put that together, right?
Yeah, that's a big part of it, or that's a big comfort level when you do it. If you can come up with a sponsorship package that will, you know, offset your entry fee cost to where you're basically just having to maybe cover your expenses in that, or if you can get a package that will cover all your expenses and all that, and it makes you a lot more comfortable fishing, and you actually, you know, fish with a different mindset. You know, when I remember starting out, my mindset was I wanted to try to get a paycheck every week or every time we went to a tournament. And if you don't, you know, that makes you fish just a little bit differently. If you don't have to worry about getting that paycheck every time, you can fish a little bit more aggressively, and I think it gives you a better shot at winning a lot of times.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You've got a comfort level. You don't have to worry about it if you're going to have a meal next time and some of those kind of things. But, you know, before this Elite Series starts, you've got a little tournament that you're going to show up and down at Toho that should be fun for you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I really struggled on the tour events last year, and I was really disappointed because the year before I had my best year ever. And I thought that I was going to, you know, make a run for that Angler of the Year title again last year, and it just was one of those streaks of tournaments where you just nothing seems to work out very well. And I decided when I got home from that last tour event, my wife and I talked, and she said, you need to go fish two of the open divisions and try to make that classic and keep yourself fishing and not lay off for 6 or 7 months without fishing any tournaments. And I was fortunate enough to do pretty well in the Centrals and got into the championship and squeaked into that classic out of that championship. And that's a big, when you go through that kind of process, it's a big boost of confidence and gives you a pretty big thing of momentum going into the start of the season. You know, since we're going to start, you know, 1 week after the classic, we start on the Elite. So hopefully that'll just keep snowballing.
Well, you get to go down to Toho and fish the Classic. Of course, that's what we're talking about. And the Classic, you know, is the crown jewel of bass fishing. And you know, from a prestige standpoint, it's getting bigger. But also, the money has increased this year.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice paycheck they have for first place down there. I think anyone would love to start off that Elite Series with a $500,000 check in their pocket.
That'd take away from the $55,000 entry fee for sure, and you also maybe feel pretty comfortable about your livelihood for a while.
Yeah, that you know, when anyone gets that, wins that particular tournament, they're, you know, it's similar to the guys who win the Daytona 500. They're, from then on, they're referred to as the Bassmasters Classic champion. They're not. That's what they get introduced at seminars when they weigh in and stuff like that. So that's, you know, winning that is pretty much seals your career. I mean, it's hard to, you'd have to almost quit to lose that for a while. You'd have to get out of the industry and almost retire to lose that as a title.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, I want to go down a path with you, and I know that, you know, having your father be a part of this sport for as long as he has and as well respected as he is, of course, Denny is one of those guys everybody looks up to, but, you know, you've had to cut your own swath and cut your own, you know, way of being out there. I mean, you don't just get to go do it. You have to qualify and have to do those kind of things. Is that, you know, I mean, with the Classic coming up now, Denny, I mean, sure, he's rooting for you, but he's got to be thinking, man, I wish I was there too, right?
Oh, he definitely is. He had an equally bad season on the tour last year, and he decided with all the TV stuff that he'd been doing, he was going to take a break, and he's pretty much been off the tournament deal from, you know, like June was the last time he fished a tournament, I think. So once March rolls around, he will be ready, and he sure would like to be at the Classic fishing, but, you know, he recognizes, you know, he's been doing it long enough that you got to earn your way into that tournament. You know, he's going to be there as a commentator, and he told me that I better be catching him or he's going to say bad things about me on the air.
Yeah, well, you know, you can tell him, you know, the old days of riding coattails is over.
No, that's, in fact, that's what he was told me the last time we discussed the matter. He told me that he was going to refer to me as Chad Coattails Brower whenever he talked about me on the air, that I was just riding his coattails still. But that's a big joke between the two of us now.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, a lot of people are very happy with the career you've had. And I want to ask you a question that's been kind of entering my mind. You guys were with Strand for a lot of years. I mean, a bunch of years. And you in particular had been Strand sponsored. And recently you guys moved to Mustad for hooks and line. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, as business, you know, we have to treat what we do as a business. And there comes a point in time sometimes where you have to separate from a contract or a sponsor because of the way you think the industry is growing. And Dad had been with Strand ever since I can remember, and that's been the only line that I had ever used in my entire life because all I used was what Dad had. And it just came to a point in time where, you know, we felt like there was opportunities to advance our business, and Mustad came across with a new line for us to try out to see what we thought. Offered us an opportunity there, and we went ahead and used it for several months before we actually signed up to promote it. You know, it's one of those deals where, you know, both of us are far along enough in our career that we don't want to assign our name or our promotional skills or our credibility on anything that we don't have total confidence in. You know, after using that Mustad line for, you know, 6 or 7 months, and I was fully convinced that I had no problem putting my credibility on the line with it. It was just one of those deals that, you know, business rolls along and opportunities come and go, and this was one that we felt like we had to take advantage of. We've been totally happy since we made the move.
Well, I know something else is you're not going to lay your dollar winnings potential on something that's inferior either, so it must be a good product.
Oh, especially not at this point. When you're looking at laying down $5,000 a week just to go out, you don't want to have issues with any products you're using that could cost you that, you know, chance of making $10,000 and covering your costs and a chance at winning $100,000, you know, 11 or 12 times during the year. So that's something that you don't take very lightly, especially these days. You want everything that you use to be at the best quality it can possibly be.
Well, Chad, I wish you the best of luck at the Bassmaster Classic first and then with the Bassmaster Elite Series on top of that. Good luck in the future.
I appreciate it. I guarantee you we'll be giving 110% this year because of our last year was so bad.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.